Chapter 1. Seeking Good Health. Unit 1. The American Love of Vitamins. When I first entered a supermarket in the United States in the early 1980s, I was astonished to see an entire aisle of vitamins and other related supplements for sale. It was incredible then, and would be even now, to see something comparable in Japan. One study I saw on CNN some years later showed the average American spends over $100 for vitamins and supplements per month, and some even spend hundreds of dollars. I assume the average Japanese may spend one-tenth of that or less, although vitamins are becoming more and more popular among Japanese these days. Why are Americans so obsessed with vitamins? Don't they get enough nutrition from the food they eat every day? Here are some possible answers to these questions. First, Americans have often shown a swift change of behavior in pursuit of a better quality of life. The U.S. media frequently introduces health discoveries found in laboratories at universities and other institutions, especially concerning food and disease. Naturally, many Americans are affected by these findings. Americans, in a sense, are perfectionists. They like to see things as black or white. For example, alcohol was once banned. More recently, health-conscious Americans have fought to discourage smoking. Another reason, I believe, is that many typical American foods are high in calories, but seem to contain fewer natural ingredients than Japanese foods. Most Americans are apparently aware of this fact, and thus they believe that they have to supplement this with vitamins from other sources. And the easiest way is to take supplements. In contrast, despite taking far fewer vitamins, Japanese people still enjoy the world's longest lifespan. How do my analyses sound to you?
Your analyses sound quite fine to me. The question of why Americans take so many vitamins is not an easy one to answer. But it is no doubt true we wish to stay healthy and avoid the high medical cost of going to the doctor or a hospital. Yet we need to look not only at present-day Americans to see why vitamins and other supplements are so important for our health. We need to also look at America's history. America is a large country, with the mainland covering 5 time zones with a width of more than 3,000 kilometers. During the long winter months, much of the country is covered with snow, making the growing of fruits and vegetables impossible. Transporting these products across country by truck or train can take several days. This means the fruits and vegetables in warmer areas were picked very early and were of low nutritious value. And many times, in the colder areas, they simply weren't available at all. This caused problems in nutrition for many people, and they turned to vitamins to supplement their diets. However, this is not the only reason today why people take a lot of these substances. Another reason is most certainly TV advertising and news reports about health issues. American television and magazines are full of ads for not only dietary supplements, but also for regular drugs which may aid in a person's quality of life. Over time, this information influences many people who want to feel better or healthier. While it may be true that the American diet is high in calories and fat, it is not generally true that the food is low in vitamins. The U.S. FDA, Food and Drug Administration, believes that healthy adults do not need to take extra vitamins. However, many people ignore this message, believing that vitamins will help them maintain good health and avoid illness. Please decide whether each statement is true or false. 1. It was reported that the average American spends less than $10 per week on vitamins. 2. The first author says that typical American foods are high in calories and fat as well as in vitamins. 3. Distance and long winters cause many Americans to take vitamins. 4. Advertising is one reason why Americans use more supplements. 5. The FDA recommends Americans to take more vitamins.
Please listen to the question and choose the correct answer. 1. Why are vitamins so popular in America? A. Because the American diet is generally high in calories and fat. B. Because America is large in size and the land is covered with snow. C. Because Americans believe vitamins will help maintain good health. 2. What problems did Americans have with winter vegetables? A. Transporting winter vegetables across the country takes too long. B. Vegetables in colder areas are picked too early. C. Vegetables are not available at all in the colder areas. 3. What role does the media play in vitamin consumption in the U.S.? A. They mislead people. B. They encourage vitamin consumption. C. They provide accurate information on vitamins. Please listen and choose the word or words you hear in each blank. The question of why Americans take so many vitamins is not an easy one to answer. But it is no doubt true that they wish to stay healthy and avoid the high medical cost of going to the doctor or hospital. Another reason is most certainly advertising and news about health issues on the television. American television and magazines are full of ads for not only dietary supplements, but also for regular drugs which may aid in a person's quality of life. Do you take any vitamins and supplements?
Yes, I take a lot of vitamins and supplements.
How much do you spend for them a month?
Well, that's a good question. Let me see. I guess I spend about 7,000 yen.
7,000 yen? That much? Do you think they are really necessary to maintain good health and avoid illness?
Definitely. I really need them.